Welcome, everyone. I'm Meg.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to Post-Concert Depression.
We are here to discuss all things surrounding concerts, following bands, music, and anything else under the sun.
Join in for some undiscussed aspects of the music world while also laughing your butt off.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, Jess. Okay, let me try that again. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Meg. It sounds like we're like, I don't know. Hey.
That sounds like we're what?
I don't know what I was trying to go for.
Okay. Well,
hello.
Hopefully we sound good. Hey. Hey.
I also don't know how like this new setup is going
to
sound.
You didn't even catch that. Oh, and the fact that I have to go back and say it again.
I didn't catch it.
I went, hey. When I love someone, I love them all the way.
Yeah. Funny fact, I like tweeted Cal the other day because I was like, oh, I haven't talked to this motherfucker.
I know, I saw your tweet.
7 years. He said, he responded. But remember the days of it was like a whole marathon of like tweeting Cal like 25,000 times?
Or like when your heart would stop because Cal responded. And now I feel like when that happens, I'm like, well, one, I don't tweet him.
Yeah, I know, me either. But it used to be
when
like a
he does
thing.
Respond. I'm just like, yeah, okay.
I'd be like, hey, Cal, going to the grocery store. What's up? Or like something stupid, like tell him about my day. Like,
oh, like, all the time. The dumbest stuff. Going to class. Do you want to go for me?
That's so
silly.
Funny.
The things we used to do.
Anyways, I have my fake lipstick on and it's like,
I know. It's been like disappearing this whole time. So for those that are listening on Zoom, you can put a filter on and it's like lipstick. And Jess loves to put this lipstick filter on like frequently when we record.
Yeah. Just because it just ups the game, but I don't actually have to put on real lipstick and like deal with the messiness of taking it off and whatever.
So anytime she drinks something or if she puts her hands in front of her face, like the lipstick disappears or the lipstick like is half on the cup and half on her upper lip, and it's just like you just gotta ignore it.
It's just a little glitchy, but you know, it works for other times. Anyways,
it works.
Don't care about my lipstick, my fake lipstick.
No. Anyways,
any new hip haps in the music world that you're
any new hip haps? Bryce Fine just announced a tour.
I saw that. And I
mean, are you going?
Well, I want to go, and I also reached out to be their tour photographer if possible.
Oh my gosh! Well, if you do that, I'll see you at a show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They probably already have someone, but you know, shoot your shot. That's what we're here for.
Shoot your shot. I'm going to go to the Cleveland show. He's coming to Cleveland and Cincinnati. So doing Cleveland. Can we just talk for a second? And like, maybe it's just because I'm old now, but like I would kill for a concert to be on Friday or Saturday. Like these Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday concerts kill me because there's a sub shortage. So like I can't take the next day off. So all year, every time I go to a concert, I get in my car and no one comes to Columbus. It's always Cleveland or Cincinnati. And then I drive all night and I'm just tired. Your girl is tired. So
that
can
is.
We start? I think Friday, there's a Sunday. Reason for that too, like why they do it during the week. I don't know. Maybe there's not.
I mean, it probably just works for like their traveling schedule of like when they do it. Cause like in that world, like their job is in a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. It's whenever. But I totally get your pain.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
I used like to this. Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say like, it used to be so hard for me to like go and shoot a concert when I had to be at work the next day at 7:30. So like props to you for driving and going to do it.
Yeah. This other teacher, maybe I could take the day off, but like, I just am such a number two that I really can't stop thinking about how I should be there because we don't have people. So this other girl in my group of teachers, she's like, I won't be there Friday because I'm driving up to, I don't know where she's going, Cleveland or something for a comedy show Thursday night. And she's like, and it's just too late for me to drive back. And in my head, I was like, girl, you don't even know.
You don't even know. I mean, we used to do this shit on the daily, like in college.
Like different states.
Yeah, like,
and then come back and go to work.
Like, we went to, like, we drove all the way to Summerfest, went to Summerfest, drove back after to go to work the next morning.
Yeah.
Or that like was from Pittsburgh. Columbus to Milwaukee. That's what, eight hours?
Like 8 hours, yeah. Like, or like, what? I remember vividly driving to Pittsburgh, seeing Time Flies, waiting until they came out after, and then like leaving Pittsburgh at like 2, getting home at like 4:35, and then getting half hour of sleep and going to work. Like, that's
ludicrous. Oh my God. Ludicrous. We are, yeah, we are.
That's a word, right? Not just a rapper. Ludicrous. Yes. Okay. I'm
pretty sure. Like, it's like loco, like crazy.
Loco.
Living la vida. Loco. Living la vida loca. Yeah. I mean, I would encourage you, maybe take a half day at least. So you can get
I was
sleep.
Thinking about that. I actually took a whole day off in February for Noah because I'm going to wait outside.
Yes. Yes.
I told Meg, I was like, you don't have to. Please don't feel any pressure, but like I'm going early and I'm going to sit in the cold and wait for him, which like in my head thinking about it, I'm like, I probably shouldn't even do that because he did VIP. And if you got VIP, you get in early and you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stand behind like some tall guy. I feel like every like Matt Mason.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Matt Mason because I was behind everybody.
Yeah.
You want to being be close.
Yeah. I love that. I love this energy. I love that you're just going to do it.
I like best case scenario, the people that get in early will just go for the barricade and then I can go up because that Kemba. So I can just go upstairs to like the balcony right there.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think you should do front. No balcony life.
But those people, do you think, I wonder how many VIPs, because I'm thinking of Time Flies VIP and like that went like 3 rows back. Should I just do 3 rows? 3 rows is not bad.
No, like at least like you probably won't find like be behind someone that's tall. But even if you get there early, like you'll still be like the front of the VIP and then you might be able to get barricaded.
That very true. Well, I'm doing it. I took the day off already. So yeah. It's happening.
I'm kind of like jealous. Like I want to do it with you.
Oh my God. Well, let's get you some. Oh my God, your lips. It's like a ghost.
You were just flying over here. Oh, it might have like gone to the shadow. What just happened?
It's not happening again. I don't know. That was weird.
Redo it. Oh, wait.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, we got to get you some jobs booked and then you can come home. Actually, the show sold out, so you can't. Maybe you could shoot Noah.
I probably could.
You were supposed to, right? And then you didn't.
Yeah.
You're lame.
Oh, yeah. I guess we haven't talked about, I don't remember when we last recorded and what I've done since then.
I don't think we talked. Last time we talked, you had just shot Matt Mason.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a slew of things happening.
Okay. That, why don't you tell us?
Okay. So my grandma had recently passed. RIP.
Oh my God. I thought it was like work stuff. Didn't know you were going there.
Oh,
I
well, thought, this, like, it goes, slew of... it goes into that. So I was home for that for Sunday through Wednesday of the week that I was home. And then I get back and let me look at my calendar. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So I was home for that. And then Paige and her family came into town. So like I was with them for like 5 days. In the middle of that, I was doing 2 shows of Granger Smith at the Grizzly Rose. Then I had Fletcher, which we'll come back to because literally boss ass bitch. Then I had the next day I went and did Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction, was just there to like write a review so my photographer could shoot the show. The next day was Echo Smith. And then that was like day 10 or 11 of straight up being around people, working, doing stuff. So when it came to the day of Noah, I was like, I so badly wanted to. It's also was in Boulder, which is like an hour drive for me. And I know you just talked about doing all your driving, but I was literally running on like fucking negative 90. And so I was like,
negative 90.
Yeah, I was running on empty. So I was just like, I wanted to so bad, like to find the energy to go. And I was like, I just knew him and the opener, Adam. Is it Melkor or Melcher?
I don't know. I don't know anything about his opener.
Someone recently said Melkor and I was like, I don't know. Anyways, they're both coming back January, February. So I was like, at least like I can go then. Like, and I just was like, I can't make the drive. And like, I just couldn't do it. So I had to bow out and I'm so sad about it, but my mental health is more important that day.
Nice.
Yeah. So I would love to come home. I am coming home for Christmas, which you know.
Yay. Did so, I know yeah. that?
Well, yeah, I was like going to.
You
we're
did
gonna
tell
go
me
do the,
something.
Do the Matt Rife thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Yes. Yeah.
So Matt Rife is a comedian for anyone who doesn't know. But yeah, we're going to go see him. I'll be home for like a week. So we can do another in-person pod.
You should do that. Or like, you know, I would love to get dinner with you or like drinks.
Yes.
And like,
same.
You know, just catch up with you as like a friend in person. Where it's not an obligation for the podcast, you know?
I would agree with that, Big.
Friendship first.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, we're friends first, co-hosts,
yeah.
90 second.
What's that called? Like co-workers?
Yeah.
Co-workers second. Business partners?
Yeah, we are. We're pod and business partners.
Heck yeah.
This all doesn't right. even feel like work. We're just like shooting the shit.
Yeah, I'm just doing the thing. Doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Doing the thing. Anyways.
Anyways, Noah Khan, you're going to go wait outside, be a front row yeah. bitch. I love it.
I haven't done that in so long.
I haven't either. Like, I don't.
When's the last time we did that?
Jinx. Jinx, yummy.
The jinx machine is out of order. Come back later and save a quarter.
Come back safer.
Shut up.
Make me a bitch. I think the last time I did it was Time Flies show here in Denver that you came to when I first moved here. That was in 2018.
Yeah, that was our last show, right? Like our last Time Flies show.
That's so sad.
And like even then we didn't really like sit outside. We were drunk at a bowling alley.
I know, because there was no one in line.
Yeah. I think like the last time it was for sure for Time Flies, because I, with Cal Scrooby, I feel like I get there early, but I don't just, the line isn't, and I don't know. So definitely Time Flies. And that was, 2018 was the last time we saw them. So how many years?
So it's been 5 years? No, 4 years.
It's wild.
Craziness.
Wild.
I don't even know if there is someone who I would want to wait for anymore to like be front row.
You know, I felt the same way. I think the main reason I want to do this with Noah is because this album that he released, Stick Season, so many of the songs are just like, it like literally punched me in my heart. Like, yeah. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I've listened to that album every single day since it was released. Every day. So I just like, I was thinking about it when I was driving to work one day and I texted Meg and I was like, listen, I don't know what it is, but I feel like if I love this album this much, I need to go. I need to. I'm being pulled, being drawn to it. So
I think it feels like, I feel like you resonate with it.
Yeah.
I would say maybe Fletcher, but like also being like in the financial position I'm in right now, it's just easier. And like, I don't have to worry about it if I am able to shoot the show where I can get in for free and also take photos.
Yeah. But not all of us are photographers. So
yeah.
I will sit my happy butt on that pavement until like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to deal with security. Like normally when I go to a show now, like when I'm just walking in because there's no line.
Yeah.
Weird. I haven't done this in so long. I feel like I'm old.
It's gonna be like, I'm excited like for you to report back in a couple of months of like what it was like and the nostalgia.
It's just craziness.
I actually saw someone from my high school when I was home for Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure he told me that he listens to the podcast, and I was like, oh, thank you. It's like, thanks. What's his name? Brendan. So Brendan, if you're listening,
Brendan, shout out.
So that was cool. I was like, you're following along. That is cool.
That is cool. I think I told you my aunt in my birthday card, my birthday was like a couple weeks ago, and she sent me this birthday card, and she's always so sweet because she like writes a little book, and she was like, if you ever think of a career change, you definitely have a voice for broadcasting. And so I was talking to my mom about it, and she's like, Aunt Susie listens to your podcast while she does her yard work. Like, I love that.
Oh, so, hi,
shout out Aunt Susie and Brendan.
We love it. We love our listeners.
Love them. All right.
Moving on. Should we touch on, I know this topic is probably like old news for people out there, but we haven't discussed it yet, but the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco.
Mm, yeah. Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, because you tried.
Okay. Yeah, I can talk about it. So originally I have two friends named Catherine. Okay. So both Cass and I have always talked about one day going to see Taylor Swift because it was this whole thing. I went in blind with my roommate for college, and that was Cath number one. And so I just like have this fond memory of like singing Mean with her. Do you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Why gotta be so mean? I don't think that's how it goes.
Sounds like Taylor, that song is directed at me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In terms of my attitude towards her.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're mean. I think you just have like your mind set up and or made up, whatever. I don't know. Anyways, regardless, we all wanted to go see Taylor Swift. And I knew that it was going to be like a chore to get these tickets because obviously the whole world, except Jessica, wants to go see Taylor Swift. So Ticketmaster was doing a verified fan thing. So, you know, if you've done that before, you have to register your Ticketmaster account to hopefully get a code to then on pre-sale day, log in and hopefully get a ticket. So I did that, and my two casts did that as well. Well, we got waiting list or wait list, whatever. Yeah. So we did not get codes, which was like, goodbye. It's not happening. You're not seeing Taylor Swift, which was fine. I was going to get, my niece is a huge Taylor Swift fan. So that was going to hopefully be her Christmas present, but yeah. No more. So I'm like on Twitter and I'm on TikTok and I'm seeing like all these videos about the people that got the codes. And so they're trying to log in. So many of them are trying to log in. And then the queue to like get into like where the tickets are was like a lot of them were paused for like hours and they weren't getting in and some didn't get in at all. And then all these bots were like buying up the tickets and now ticket prices are like ranging from $12,000 to like $30,000 for a ticket. And then they canceled the general sale. So, and Taylor made a statement and she was like, we were told that they would be able to handle the demand of this tour. I'm not making excuses for them. Like, obviously I feel bad for my fans, but then she's like, I'm obviously so grateful that so many of you want to come to the Era tour.
It might be like an Eras tour with this Ticketmaster fiasco. But Ticketmaster is like fucking people over. One, how can a bot get in? The whole point of verified fan is so that bots can't get in there. So it's like, that makes no sense. And then, I mean, people were able to get tickets, but it's still just like,
yeah. No, definitely. Some people definitely were able to get tickets, but I think the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the ticket prices, what I've seen people saying is that what they were originally marketed as is like $40, like $200. And they were like way more when you actually got in to get tickets.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't get that far. So I don't know. I just know that I was also very confused because it's like they did the van. Dude, so I need coffee.
There you go. That's to get through the screen.
They did the verified fan thing. But like after the verified fan thing and the general sale being canceled, like all of the what's it called? Not StubHub. StubHub was like selling these tickets for like astronomical prices. And I'm like, where are these tickets coming from? Like, is that even real? Do they even have really tickets? I don't know. The whole thing is just like, it's just sad because I feel like with her, it feels so unattainable now. Like, I feel like I will never see Taylor Swift, which is sad because, you know, 2015 Meg loved Taylor. And honestly, 2022 Meg loves Taylor.
I feel like they obviously have more tickets to sell because there still was supposed to be a general sale. So like, I don't think every show is sold out, but I think they're trying to figure
out.
They all sold out. That seems very fucking not right. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, I saw a thing that was they send out more codes than there really is because they only, so you can buy, I think, I can't, do you know how many tickets one verified fan can get? Is it six?
I don't know. I've never done verified fan.
I know that I normally get three, but I think you can get up to six with that your makes one sense. Code.
It's either four or six. Yeah.
Okay. So what they do is with their analytics, they're like, okay, so a normal majority of the fans that go through verified fan, they get on average 1 to 3 tickets. So they sent out more codes. If I'm wrong, like, please don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure they sent out more than like just like they didn't bank on everyone buying 6 tickets. So they sent out more codes than what really would have been. So then I don't know.
That's Ticketmaster just really fucked this up. And I love that. I mean, I do think that like you will be able to get a ticket like closer to when the show comes around and just like buy like a resale.
I can't pay $12,000.
No, I think that they'll be like lowered and people that bought them now, something's going to happen. They're not going to be able to go. So they have to resell the ticket. So I think it'll be fine. But I love that the Justice Department opened an investigation into Ticketmaster because we had just been talking about like the fucked up things in the music industry. And like, if anyone can make things happen in change, it's Taylor Swift. Like she did it with Apple, like streaming, like getting artists to be paid for streaming. Like that is something I admire about her and like her voice, and she uses her voice. I do think, and I think this is not me hating in this situation, it's just
confusing. I do think her statement was not very like badass as it usually is in the past of like, hey, we need to like make change. But I also think she's in contract to where she can't like totally speak her mind about it.
Right. It was kind of like not short and sweet, but like kind of short and sweet. Yeah. Like riding the, not even riding the line. I think she was very much like, the only negative thing she said was like, we were told that you could handle it.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of like, oh, like, I appreciate my, like, you know, I agree. I think like it should have been
I expected
more,
it
like,
more to be like, sticking up for Ticketmaster. Our fans. Yeah. And, but I think the hesitation there on her end, this is just my assumption, is because she has a contract with Ticketmaster in terms of like her tour. But I also, I mean, I don't think she would want to like take this away from her fans, but I can also see her like not even doing it at all and being like, fuck you, Ticketmaster. And like to try to like stick it to the man. I don't think she would do that to her fans, but that would be a, like a really big statement of like, hey, you're not going to get any money from me if you're going to do this.
I think also the part that irritates me is that Ticketmaster kept saying this is like unprecedented, like they weren't expecting. And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, this is actually one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah.
What do you mean that this is unprecedented? What did you think was going to happen?
Well,
and you're the ones who sent out the codes. So like, what do you mean?
And why would you send out more codes? Like in my mind, I'm right on Taylor Swift. Yeah. I mean, even if you're not like, whatever, like we're just talking out of our ass. Like, I mean, we're talking like as always. If it's true. And so if they did, in my mind, knowing the fan base that Taylor Swift has, every fan that gets a code is going to buy 6 tickets. Like they want like their crew to go. Like I know people who like they're buying for wherever and they're like, anyone who could get in, like you buy this ticket, we'll figure out how to get there like and plan our trip later. That's just like, even if you didn't have 6 people, you'd probably just buy 6 so that like, you know, whoever can go, like, let's get a group together. And so I'm just like, they handled it very poorly. And even like when I was looking at Harry Styles stuff, like they do this, like they only have like options when you go in there sometimes where it's like the premium tickets where it's like fucking thousands of dollars. And you're like, and they have like general tickets still, but they only advertise the premium. So that's, so you think that that's all that's available. And it's like, that's just so fucked up. Like you're just like mooching off of people. And like, you're the like biggest ticket retailer in conjunction with Live Nation. And it's like, and I think Live Nation owns Ticketmaster now. And it's like, you're just gouging people. And like, it does seem like in this instance, they were just trying to figure out what way and how can we make the most money off of Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah. One of my coworkers was trying to get tickets as well. And we were talking the next day and she was like, I don't understand why she doesn't just do what Ed Sheeran did, which like, I didn't even know Ed Sheeran did this, but apparently like Ed Sheeran had all these issues with, I think, Ticketmaster as well. I also could be wrong on that, but something with like his ticketing, I'm pretty sure it was Ticketmaster, but what he did was he canceled it all. And then he redid it. So, but on his website. So like fans had to go to his website and then buy tickets through him to get into his show. And then there was like no like extra fees and like all of that stuff. And so my coworker was like, I'm confused why she and Ed Sheeran are like friends.
Yeah.
Why didn't she just do the same thing that he's doing instead of continuing this? I don't know. It's just,
that is interesting. Like you would think that she would, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
there'd be
more of a stance. Maybe.
Yeah. And I get like you want to use a ticketing site that already has like the means to like sell tickets because like there's a whole like programming behind that and like they have the capacity, like they do this for a lot of shows and a lot of like tours and like to give it to someone to handle that. But yeah, if you're not going to handle it correctly and properly, like take matters into your own hands. Like,
right.
Like you've and destroyed my trust with you.
Yeah. I think if anybody can afford to find someone on her team to like do that for her, it's Taylor Swift. So
yeah, agreed.
So anyways, I think that's just kind of a bummer. I think a lot of people are upset and sad. I don't really know because a lot of my friends are like me. And I'm like, it would have been cool, but you know, what are you going to do? I'm more excited for Noah Kahan. So
I am going to try to shoot her concert because I do want to.
Okay. If you see Taylor Swift before me, I'm going to be so annoyed.
I doubt it. I haven't had any luck getting approved for like big arena shows, but I have always said that I don't know her. I I've never seen her live. Like, I do want to see her live show to see, like, because I've heard mixed reviews that her voice is terrible, but also, like, I've heard she's great. Like, I don't know. And so I'm like, I want to experience it for myself to form my own opinion. So hopefully we'll see.
Do you think because you already have, like, an opinion kind of about her that it would be a fair opinion?
Yeah. I also, like, okay. have always, like, I haven't watched her documentary. I know you said that, and I think I'm, like, being stubborn about it because I don't want my opinion to change.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think I just want to be, like...
That kind of shocks me because you're, like, especially now, over the past couple of years, you're very much, like, a... No, like you just believe give people chances. Yeah, like first, second, third.
I think I just like being against the majority. Yeah, in this scenario. I was thinking about that. I was like, maybe I just like don't want to like go along with everyone else because like everyone loves Taylor. But then I'm like, but I'm on the Harry Styles train and like that's like the same fucking thing. So it's like,
yeah,
it's not
like you're all in.
Yeah. I love Harry. So,
I don't know.
And it's based on our last podcast when we talked about it, like my whole like opinion about her playing the victim, like was based on Kanye and Kanye's like not it. Like, so
yeah,
my opinions don't seem warranted. So
no, I think
that's just a me problem.
I totally think that you're still able to have that opinion like 20 yeah. years from now, but I think you definitely should like at least give her the benefit of the doubt. Like at yeah. this point.
No, I agree you with know. You.
Okay, I just moving on.
Yeah, we don't need that. We've hashed this out.
Yeah,
this
we. Again, I don't so. Want to do it again.
Okay, something I did want to. I do want to like discuss some of my shows I've been to. But first, something I was watching the other day. I think it was on TikTok, and something I just wanted to point out. I've never seen her live, but Pink is like so badass. The fact that like at her show, she's attached to like a fucking like circus bungee system. And she just, Ariel. Like, she performs and sings and, like, flips around in the air. I don't know if she does that her whole set, but I'm like, that is so cool. And, like, who else, like, I don't know anyone else who does that in a live performance at their concert. Like, that is crazy. Like, people can dance and, like, sing, but, like, to be flipping around and, like, still, like, sound good? Like, what?
Yeah. I haven't listened to Pink. Like, I know, like, I don't even know what her recent songs are. Like, Raise Your Glass, is that that's, like, old. I used to listen to the Misunderstood album.
Oh.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that album. One
Saturday Night or whatever?
What's like, that Just Like a Pill and, yeah. I don't know. So anyways, I agree. Like, I think she is so cool. And I think what happens is my brain just goes so fast. And I'm like trying to get it out, but I just can't get it out.
Yeah.
I think it would be so cool. I just don't, I just never think of Pink when I'm thinking of concerts. Of,
like, a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she just, like, finished a tour or something this year, but, I mean, I've, like, I don't have, like, a burning desire to see her, but I'm not, like, oh, I never
Yeah, no, but it's, her. Like, different, and it's very cool.
I know. I'm, like, that would be, like, just, like, mesmerizing to watch her fly through the air, flipping around.
It would definitely
I just
wanted be a to different, give her props. A different energy.
Yeah.
To the concert. Yeah. All right. Tell us about your shows, Jess.
Okay. My first show that I want to talk about is Fletcher because, oh my Lanta, she's so amazing. I love her so much. And I have a crush on her. I think every fucking gay girl does anyways. Because basically her whole like fan base is just gay girls.
Okay. I think I know. I know I liked her, like one of her songs or something. Hold on. Let me find what I know and then we can relate. Because I'm sure, like, you would know it.
There was like one point during the set where she was like, I mean, she wears like the skimpiest outfits and I'm just like, yeah,
All girl. Love and Undrunk. I like those two songs. Do you know those two?
I think so. Are those from her new album?
No.
Oh, wait. Is the...
I wish I could get a little undrunk so I could undrunk.
Yeah, that's from her new album. All Love, I think, is old. And then All Love is the Novocaine, right?
Yes. Yep.
Shot with a Novocaine. That song goes so hard live.
Like, really?
When I shot her back in April, I didn't know any of her songs. I just like hadn't known of her. And I was like, oh, I want to see her. And that's when I like fell in love because I was like, who is this chick? What the fuck is happening? And that song, she didn't at this last show, but they usually spray like the water into the crowd. The fans did at this show, but she didn't. And so it just goes, it's just so good. I would say it's better like live than it is recorded, but her whole set was just like amazing. Like every single song, everyone was singing every single lyric. It was so fun. And then like I went up into the, there was like a little VIP section where some of their people were, and they usually let photographers in there just so we can like shoot. And like I didn't want to like have to weed through the crowd. And her, I think it's her bassist, Sophie, her dad, like her parents were there, and like one of her friends from Dallas who I like became friends with, Dennis. And they were like talking after the show about like going backstage, and I just was like lingering, like, are they gonna invite me? They weren't. And I was just like, I'm gonna go. I was like, they're not gonna ask me to come with, and I can't be like, can I come? So I was like, I'm just gonna go home. But she's just amazing live. She has this like kind of like, you know how in theater they like they build sets and like you can climb and stuff, so mm-hmm. she has this whole set where she can like climb up onto the top and like perform up there, which is kind of nice because if you're in the back and you're like,
yeah,
at the front,
you can
of
be
the
able
stage,
to see,
yeah, so like people further away can like see, like it's a good vantage point. And I was like, that's pretty rad, and I loved it. And she just, I mean, she like had this, because she has some song about like being in a bed, or like, I don't know, all of her songs are like very sexual. And she had a bed in her setup, so she was like on the bed, like, I don't know, it was like wild. And so she just likes to, you know. But I watched an interview where she talks about how like, so her real name is Carrie, her last name is Fletcher, where Fletcher is like her persona, like very like confident, like out there. Yes. And like that's like, and then Carrie is like shy and introverted. And I'm like, that's so crazy that there's like, but it's kind of like cool, like you have these like two different,
yeah,
like people, and she gets to like just like be loose as Fletcher, and then as Carrie she's just like, oh, just living my life.
I wonder if that's kind of hard when she like runs into fans, because they're expecting one way out of her,
yeah,
and then it's like, but that's not really her on the day-to-day.
Yeah,
I wonder probably what that dynamic is like.
Yeah, I mean, I saw like some videos of her and like her meet and greets, and she's like very like mellow.
I think that's also different too, because I feel like a meet and greet is like obviously at a show. So
yeah,
like, I feel like she's in the groove. Yeah. Like I think if you just see her out and about, like how that would be different than seeing her. I don't know. Interesting. I'm glad you enjoyed her show though.
She's probably the one person right now who, if I wasn't shooting, like I would want to wait and like
wait,
be close. Cause she does. She like interacts with the crowd. Like she didn't at the show, and I'm confused because like one of her things is she signs boobs at her shows, and she didn't do that this round. But she's very interactive with like her fans, and I saw like
not like in a meet and greet she signs boobs, or like on
stage, like during
or
her set.
Oh
yeah,
okay. And like, she just pulls someone up and like signs their boobs.
No, like the show in April, like she went around and like was signing people in the front row, like signing their boobs. Oh. And like it's what she does. I don't know.
Do you want Fletcher to sign your boobs?
Probably.
Okay.
I want Fletcher all around me like 24/7. So but there are rumors that her and Kelsey Ballerini are dating, but I don't think that's true because they just released like a collab on Fletcher's new album. And I think that was like the buzz of,
oh,
but people think they're dating. I don't know. Anyways, she was great. And I think that's all I have to say about her. I feel like there was something else that came up in whenever you were talking, and now I forget what I was going to say. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, if it comes up later, let us know.
Okay. Another show I did, I mentioned it earlier, Granger Smith. He was at the Grizzly Rose twice, like two nights in a row.
That's country, right?
Yeah. He just has good energy. Like all of his band members and like his crew was really nice. And then like the Grizzly Rose just has like a stage and like it doesn't protrude or go into the crowd. So he had like a setup where like it kind of forked out into the crowd. So he was like constantly interacting with fans. He would take people's phones, like take selfies and like point at people,
oh,
and
like
make
that.
make sure everyone felt seen. And I was like, I love this. I love that about him. And then I met him like for a brief second because he was doing like a meet and greet every day. And so the next day, because I help run the socials or Instagram when I'm there. And so I was like, can I come to the meet and greet just to get like some Instagram stories? And so like I got introduced, like, hi, like it was very quick. We didn't talk about anything, but I was like, his production was also like top notch, like so good. And like the lighting and everything helps me taking photos. So I loved it. Brought some dynamic to the Rose. And I just remembered you were talking about meet and greet stuff. So I did, there was like this radio station hosting a show 2 weeks ago with Kit Moore and Haley Witters, also country. And I got there early, which I normally don't get there until like the show starts at 8. And I got there early that day. And my boss calls me. She's like, hey, can you come back to like the meet and greet room? They were expecting me, the house photographer, to take the meet and greet photos, which they didn't tell the
venue. No way.
Yeah. And so I like rush back there. And I was
that's
like
so much pressure.
I know. And they were like one photo per people, no phone, like no pictures on their phones, just you. And I was like, okay, like, and I only had one opportunity, and then like my flash was on, but then sometimes it didn't go off. And so I was like, can you do it again? I need my flash on. And so it was just like chaos back there, but it was like so fun. I was like, ah, like I didn't like it though, because like how they were positioned sometimes, like you could like they had the like the banner or whatever, but like how I had to take the photo, like you could see outside of it where like I couldn't crop it out. It just looked weird, because like then you can see like the wall or whatever. And so I was like, I don't really like this, but hey, I had to work with what I got. I was just thrown in there. And
that is honestly so much pressure, because I just remember like honestly like OB did no wrong in my eyes, but
yeah,
I just like have flashbacks to like Kath's picture Austin took, and it was so bad, and I'm like, oh, like can't we just can we have pre-approval?
Right, like because yeah, I shot Matt Rife on Saturday, which we had talked about before we started recording Comedian. And I went and like, they had a little meet and greet room, and I just went to like, cause I was like, I wanted to say hi and like officially meet. And this lady at the venue was like taking the photos. They were horrible. First, she started taking them horizontally. And I was like,
A horizontal photo?
I don't know. And I mean, she got some of us like hugging and stuff, but like the lighting sucks. It's terrible. I should have brought my like camera in, because it was just on my phone. And then I was like, can you do it vertical? And she like fucking zoomed in, and we were like in the corner of the photo. And I was like, what is this? Like, this is
that's not like a parent trying to take a picture where they zoom in. And it's not like your whole body. It's just like your like torso or your face, like super zoomed in. Like, and I was like, girl.
I was like, this is, and I tried to edit the photos, and I was like, I still hate the lighting. Like, I don't like them. So yeah, they need a photographer to do it. Like,
yeah.
Although sometimes people ask me to take photos on their phone, and I'm like, hopefully they like it. Like, I know how to make it look good on my camera, but like, especially like non-iPhones, I'm like, I don't know how to work these. Like,
yeah. I think like if it's a phone, it's just angles, you know, you just got to get the angle right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it on my phone, but like the 0.5 angle looks so good.
Do I have that? Now I got a wide angle.
You probably do.
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh, so good.
Whoa, you're like so far out now. But oh wait, like, do that again. I'll take a cute picture of us. Okay. But you can like, I record in a basement. So like, oh, so you can see like this Bud Light sign behind me. Or like in the corner. Okay.
I love it. Yeah. So I got to do the meet and greet photos.
Can you hear that? Uh-uh. Okay. My dog is here, and like Ringo's like running around doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
But... Yeah. No, I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Another show. Do you know who Jake Scott is? Did I tell you about him?
Yeah. I told you I liked two of his songs or something.
Oh, yeah. He was, so I saw him a week before Thanksgiving, and Paul Whitaker, one of his guitarists, we like had connected after I shot Paul recently, and he was like saying that he like has a friend who's like a musician, and I was like, oh, who? And he was like, Jake Scott. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like,
wait, Jake is Paul's friend?
No, his guitarist. Oh, now I hear it.
What? And I can hear my mom going like, stay.
Ringo, calm down.
He's doing some.
So Paul's guitarist, bassist, I don't know the difference. His name is Josh. He went to college with Jake Scott. And so he was like, he told me that. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, he was one of the artists that I wanted to shoot, like one of the shows. So he's like, yeah, like I'll like get you in to shoot. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. His show, he's just like so pure. Like his daughter's name was on the piano, Ruby.
Aww, his wife's name. I didn't even know he had a daughter.
Yeah, she's like,
I didn't even know he had a wife.
Yeah, he's married with a daughter. But his wife's name was on the side, Rach. And like he kept referencing, like, I love my family. Like the back of his shirt said the world needs love, and just like positive vibes all around. And like he was like jumping and like moving and grooving. He came out into the crowd for one song and like sang in the middle of the crowd.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my post about it at some point, and you can see pics if you want, but it was awesome. And like I was like, how do I knew I knew him, but I didn't really remember like where I came across him. But his song Tuesdays, which is like a very like big love song, I had put on like a love playlist for my ex, and so I was like, oh my God, that's how I know him. And then all of his other songs are great. So yep, Jake Scott.
I had something I wanted to say and it just escaped me. Oh, I do remember now. But yeah, but it's nothing to do with Jake Scott. I do, like, I haven't listened to him in a while, but I do the couple songs that I do have of his, I really like. I do want to say Jake Miller did something like recently or had a birthday or like,
yes,
something and happened.
They made like a video for
yes.
it.
Yeah. And I didn't even watch the video. Like I watched 0.2 seconds of it and something, this is like you with Taylor Swift. But I have this weird thing against Jake Miller because of one time
he beat Hanslice in this like radio thing.
Yeah, when they really should have won. And like, yeah. It really just has stuck with me and I'm angry about it still as a 31-year-old woman. I'm like mad that in college, Time Flies didn't win a radio contest to have like, I don't know, I Choose You played on the radio and he won. And I'm like, I saw the post and I was like, oh, like that's so sweet. And I'm sure like, I think it was Lauren maybe was listening to some of his music or some, I don't, somebody likes him. And I'm like, I like might like him. I don't know, but I will never listen to him.
I feel the same way. Cause I'm just okay. Like,
I feel so validated.
It's so stupid. Like, and I remember like bringing it up to Rob and he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like they did not care, but I cared.
Yeah. It was like very devastating. Cared.
Because I think loss. We spent like hours like voting.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were ahead by like, so I don't, why do I care? Like they're not even a band anymore. Why do I care? I don't know.
Maybe we'll get past it one day, but for now, we're still.
I don't think I will. Like if it hasn't happened by now, I don't think I will.
Yeah. But hey, remember, we have to give people chances, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. No, I should. I know I should. I'm very right. like with it enough to know that I should. And I might, I'm probably missing out on music that I would probably enjoy, but in my head, I'm just like, you beat Time Flies. And like,
didn't Jake and Time Flies make a song together, but it's yeah, never been
they're
released?
They like did friends. They were did friends. They were like friends or he and Cal are friends right
yeah
now.
yeah
and but like I'm like how dare you be friends with Jake Miller? Don't you know he beat you in like a Detroit radio contest to have
it was New York
played? Well, was it New York? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was like for new and up-and-coming artists or something. Like I don't really know, but it like wild. Also at the Jane's Addiction Smashing Pumpkins show, I was like still running on empty. That was like day 7 of 11 and it like revived me. But also Jane's Addiction had these like exotic dancers on stage and I was like, that's all I was watching their entire set. I was like, they were moving, they were like pole dancing, and I was like, what is happening?
What?
Like it was crazy. I was like, this is totally like the olden, like when were they big, the set, I don't know, but like totally the vibe of like having like, it's like Playboy era of like, you know, the kind of yeah. gross grody like whatever. But I was like, they were really good. Like they could, I was like, the strength that these ladies have to like hang here and like basically the whole set, I was like, props to them. Like they were getting it. So that was fun. And the last show I wanted to touch on was Echo Smith. I have some things to say. I don't know if we want to go there.
Say them.
Because Lost Boy was with them. Okay, I'll go.
Share what you want to share. What do you want me to say? I'm not saying anything. Are
if,
we going?
If we want to, I think we should, because like I feel fucked over by him.
Okay. This is like the second podcast. There was one podcast. Oh my god, what is wrong? There's one podcast a while ago where you like said your true feelings about Cal, and I was like,
oh like, yeah, oh yeah, that was. Yeah.
And this is like the second time that I feel that way, but I'm here for it. Let's do it.
So
I have no allegiance to him.
Same. Okay. Now I was giving him the benefit of the doubt, and then again, feel fucked over by him. So we had recorded an episode with Lost Boy Crow, and 5 minutes into the interview we asked him what his name means, and he basically just said he wasn't going to explain. And then it just
no not basically that's what he said. He said,
yeah,
I'm not answering that. And I jokingly laughed, because who says that when you're on a music podcast about your
and
name?
Also like, don't name yourself that if you don't want to talk about it.
So I was like, oh, you're joking, right? And he was like, no. And I remember looking at you and I was like,
yeah. And so we recorded like for an hour, but that was like 5 minutes into it. And so we were just like
a painful hour, might I
yeah
add.
It was. And it was just like awkward after that, because we were like, I mean, we just like to joke around and like shoot the shit, whatever. And like, I don't know, maybe he was having a bad day. So that's why I was like, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I'm gonna go see a show, and I wanted to see Echo Smith. But we never released the episode, if you followed along. Like,
no,
you know,
because the entire episode, that wasn't the only time he was like, I'm not answering that, or like, I don't feel like, I was just so put off by him. Like one, I don't feel like he tried to engage with us at all. Like, we tried to joke around. We tried to, like, I don't know. I feel like we've been very lucky with most of our guests where it's just kind of, like, vibed and we've been able to, like, talk and hold a conversation. But he wouldn't even hold a conversation. It would, some of his answers were, like, one-word answers. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so it just, like, it didn't mesh. And, like, that's the only episode we've never released. And so, and it's our decision, like, whatever. Bye. Mm-hmm.
And we battled back and forth with it. Like,
yeah.
Like, we talked about it.
Yeah, and I went back and watched it. I was like, did we just feel awkward at the moment? Or was it still awkward, like, watching it back? It was. So we were just like, nah. And so that happened, but then he was coming to play. So I was like, oh, like, I'm going to give him a second chance. And, like, when I got there, like, he did come and say hi to me. Like, we talked and, like...
Do you need to blow your nose or something?
I know. Do I sound funny?
Your voice has, like, changed.
I don't think so, but I have gotten, like, phlegmy.
You sound, like, all stuffed up. Hold and on. Like
better? Yeah, better.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to the show. Like, he did come say hi before his set. And even after his set, like, they were at the merch table and, like, I was taking photos of them. And then after the show, mind you, before, like, I had emailed his manager, not Jared. He has a different guy also that handles stuff. And I had said, like, I wasn't getting paid. Like, I was doing this, like, courtesy, but also, like, I wanted to go to the show. So I was, like, fine with whatever. So I had said, like, hey, like, I'll share the photos with you guys. Like, please give me credit and, like, don't take off my watermark or, like, crop it out. And, like, he said something, like, his manager emailed, like, okay, got it, or, like, sounds good, or something, like, meaning, like, okay, that's fine,
right? Like, agreeing to your terms,
basically. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't have a contract, like, it was just, like, email, like, communication. And so I send a few photos the next day, just if he wanted to post to social media. And he was like, oh, we actually don't, like, post photos with the watermark, like, blah blah blah. He's like, I don't know if you're okay with that. And I just responded, like, immediately, like, turned off. I'm sure there was more to the message, I don't remember, but immediately turned off. Like, you know what, I was like, I had already expressed that I wasn't comfortable with that prior to the show. So I'm not, like, willing to do that, especially since I'm providing these for free. So we're done.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. He never saw the message and hasn't responded. And I feel like it's been 2 weeks now, 3 weeks. And I'm like, all right, I was going to wait and see, like, if he said anything before I said anything about, like, this situation. And I'm like,
he honestly probably saw the preview and somewhere in the preview saw that you were, like, not about it. And then he's like, well, I'm not even going to open it.
Yeah.
Which, like, also speaks to him, like,
and that's sad because, like, I don't want to hate on, like, one of his managers, Jared, is also Time Buy's manager. And, like, that's how I know who he is. And I don't want to, like, shit on Jared.
We're not, like, shitting on Jared.
No, I know. But, like, he's, like, Lost Boy is his artist. And we're like, meh.
I get it. But, like, not every manager is going to represent perfect people.
That's true. You're right.
And he is just one person, one artist that we just do not vibe with. And I will say it's quite sad because we vibe with a lot of people.
I know.
So it's not us. It's him.
Oh boy. But yeah, that happened. But for that show, Echo Smith, amazing. Like, they're so fun. I love, like, they're all siblings. I love the sibling vibe on stage. Like, they were, like, hating on each other, ragging on each other. It was great. And, like, Sydney, the lead singer, my nose is stuffy again, her voice is so good. And, like, even before her set, like, she literally walked in the front door before her set to, like, come into the venue, and she walked right by me, and I was like, that was Sydney, like, what the heck. And I guess, like, before the show, they were just hanging out, like, people that came in early, like, they were just meeting everyone, and they, like, did a meet great after. So cool. I didn't stay for, yeah, just, I've also heard, like, that they are very nice people, and it's just good to hear, like, good people, good artists, good music. So yeah,
love it. Big fan.
Big fan. So
I have some big plans.
What song is that?
Bid a little pass on some hammer down land.
That's isn't that Chris Lane? Chris Lane. Yeah. Wasn't that his song when he proposed to his wife?
Yeah. I don't know. Just when I said big fan, it just sounded like
big plans.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, lots of good shows. Yes. Lots of things happening. And
yes. And that's all she wrote.
That is all she wrote. The lady on that show, her name, or the actress or character on that show, her name was Jessica.
What are you talking about?
Murder, She Wrote. And that's all she wrote.
Oh.
That's the quote reference.
I don't think I know much about Murder, She Wrote.
I don't really either. I just know that line and her name was Jessica.
Do you have an artist of the week?
Oh, you don't? Okay. I could try to find one.
I'm looking at, like, the problem is I've only been listening to Noah Kahan. So I don't I honestly, okay, this song by Vance Joy, I'm With You. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll play it.
Saw you standing there, sandy blonde hair, the way it came tumbling down, just like a waterfall. And if you need a light, I'll be the match to your candle, my darling. I'm ready to burst into flames for you. I was just coasting till we met.
We need like the chorus, but I don't know. I know Vance Joy is like not someone who needs streams, but
that's a vibe. That's a good song.
Yeah. So unless you have someone.
I was looking at my yeah, I don't have anyone. So we'll go with Vance Joy. Okay. I also have another thought that I forgot to say about Jake Scott. His energy and crowd interaction reminds me of Cal
Shapiro.
Yeah.
Wasn't so Jake Scott an artist of the week at one point? Hold on.
I don't think so.
This doesn't have to be left in, but like back in the day, back in the day. Oh my gosh. Going back through our little, oh, we were so cute.
Speaking of, Alan Walker was one of ours, right?
Alan Walker?
Didn't you make him an artist of the week?
Alan Stone.
Oh, okay. Getting my Alan's mixed up.
Oh my gosh. Some of these are artists of the week.
Cal Shapiro.
Cal Shap. I guess not. I guess he wasn't. Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We've been potting for like some time.
We really have.
Going down memory lane.
Oh, the memes.
Oh, the memes. All right. Well, Yates Bra. That was an artist of the week.
Hey, everyone, go check out Yates Bra.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Love him.
All right. Well, it was good to reconnect with the little pod world for a minute.
Yeah.
Catch you guys later.
Happy holidays. Talk soon.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.